about your personal property assessments, we will reach back out to you. Bye. Well, I mean, reason for appeal, valuation, discrimination, classification, exemption, and other appeal. I mean,
valuation, discrimination, they got a lower value than what they're asking.
Their cost from their expansion from 2016 made up 77,000 of it, and we've only assessed them as a total of 99,000.
So 99 is where they're at?
As assessed value.
Are they talking assessed and appraised value? Are they saying 294, 282 for appraised amount, do you think?
Well, we don't really do an appraised amount on business personal property. We just do their cost and their assessed amount.
Okay. Well, do we want to just simply deny this one and send it a letter?
I must make a motion to deny it.
BOE 558.
Second.
Yes. All right. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. I hope we don't see any more personal property.
We have one more, but they canceled.
Okay, all right.
I noticed there's several in Blue Eye. What are those, billboards or something? Or what are, is this Eden Enterprises?
That's going to be Valerie Budd again. It's all of those ones that you,
Eden and
you tabled them till the 22nd, and it's classification.
Great, but so.
But she wants to come back on her properties again because now that she's had this property card, the little postcard thing, she's decided that she should roll back because we didn't get the proper card to her. And that's up to you.
That's this afternoon. Let's look at that this afternoon if we could. But that,
sure, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Gress Living Trust, 34 Willow Creek Drive. Teleconference. Promenade. Is this... Rhonda, good to meet you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have to see you again in here for personal property.
What number are we looking at?
We're, on this list it says Gress Living Trust. Promenade.
293.
Yeah. Is that even on your list? Because it's not on my list. On this little one.
Yeah, BOE number 293.
Here's the paper for it. So it's number 293.
On that first page, last
one. There you go.
So it's a valuation.
Changed to 100% commercial tonight.
She purchased for 120. Okay, this is probably, we had that one guy who was looking at sales price around in the same building. That's probably what this person is doing.
It's a nightly rental. So it went to 100% commercial.
So I assume it's a classification issue, too.
Well, he didn't have classification on there. He just had valuation.
It increased 63.7%.
Because of the classification.
Yeah.
And did they also have the factor increase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't get where he's coming up with 70,000, I guess, is the...
Well, some of those not too long ago were selling pretty cheap. So, but I mean, I know things have changed a bit.
And it says that we resketched it from the plat. And what did we remove?
So, what is that? The adjusted,
a fair amount of these people down at Branson Landing have not objected to the fact that they're commercial. I mean, some of the people expected it.
I know this was resketched. I'm not sure exactly if it was bigger or smaller, but we resketched it from the plat. So, I'm going to look here.
So evidently we have it on at 95,000, which I think is what we've done the others for there.
And he said,
what's the square foot of that one?
The base area is 474.
And what was it before?
We adjust to 469. Then we adjust to the...
That's one of those small ones. That's not in the...
I don't... Wes, can you help me see what that was on, how much that was before?
So he's trying to, he wants to go back to what it was.
Do you remember what we, did we approve that abatement?
No.
There's
may
no,
I?
Is there a BOE?
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so if you look at his square footage, he's in that 400 to 500 square foot size, and we were moving, now this is not one of the condo tells, this is in the main section. We were moving those to, I believe, like 62,434.
Okay.
On the condo tells. But now this is a different section, so.
Where do we have the other ones around it?
This one here was at BOE last year, and it was set.
Last year? It says Jim Strophis.
No.
Oh. Oh, well, if it was a BOE last year, I make a motion. What was it last year?
70,000.
I'd say we keep it at what it was last year.
Well, is there a factor increase on this at all?
But
this is, he has a field classification.
I know, but
so, field valuation only.
Okay.
And the reason why he's coming back is because he was here last year.
Yeah, why would, again, this is one of the exemptions that, or what we're calling an exemption that we shouldn't even be seeing right now.
What was
Pardon?
They resketched it because it was on incorrectly. Because we had the base area as 474 and it's actually 469. But the adjusted was 495 and now it's 486. And that's why.
It actually went up because the square foot went down,
right.
Though.
Yeah, but then when it's classed as
but
an all
the
rental
exemptions.
Going to 100%, it's going to increase.
All the exemptions. I make a motion that we move this to our prior BOE decision of not changing classification, but valuation change to 70,000 based on seeing him last year.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands.
I hate doing this.
Yes, sir.
Audrey Kilgore.
Okay.
The lady that you just called on this.
Sure.
Just called their office.
That's fine.
Can you hang on for a second on your call? Are you guys up to Brian Bailey yet? He's on your agenda for 9-something.
Okay. Brian Bailey,
He's got other appointments. He's requested if you guys could get him now because I told him he's nightly rental. I told him you guys are planning on making a mass motion.
He still asked if you guys could call him right away.
Is he? So he's on our docket today.
Yeah, his BOE numbers are on there.
Sure.
On that paper. And the phone number. Out of breath.
Oh, man. What's
his BOE numbers?
I believe 308 is what I'm looking at here.
Looks like he's got four.
I see 308, 310, 311, and 313.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll give the Menards lady a call back and let her know that she'll get a letter in 2 weeks if they've been denied.
Before you call,
yes.
It looks like some of his are residential, right? Number 311. It only went up by the index increase.
Okay, so they're not all classification.
We're not talking all the same thing. And also his 313 is also all residential. So again, just the index increase of 2.99%. That 311 went up 5.24%.
Is it residential or commercial?
311 is also residential.
Okay.
And let's see.
310.
So 308 and 310 are nightly rentals, and they increased for the nightly rental amount, so.
Thank you. That helps.
308 only has a value of 27,180. That's 311 and 313 don't have. I got it. What's 27,180? That can't be a home. Can it? Is that vacant land?
No, it's right here.
27,180.
It says it's a...
Maybe it's garage.
308 is the...
It's garage.
Condom.
So on these, they're all the same LLC. They're all in the same development, Eagle Bunker condominiums. Two of them are assessed at commercial and two at residential.
Why is 310 and 311 the same?
No, it looks like there's two garages and two units is what we got here. Is that right? It looks like 313 and 308 are garages and 310 and 311 are units. Is that what you said, Kenny, that's a garage?
I would think so.
I mean, 27,000 for a garage.
That's going to be for a nice garage, too.
Well, let's give him a call.
Well, just a question on, so the garages are assessed at a residential rate that's standard?
No, if the garage goes with the unit, so it looks like that's why 311 and 313 say residential. And then the two above, the 308 and 310, are both commercial because that's the nightly rental.
Okay. Did the garages go up this part? Are you saying that everything went up by the factor and then you changed classification for 310 and 311? Okay. Did he appeal classification on 310 and 311?
No, classification for 308 and 310. So the
okay,
two that
so
are together.
One of the units, he's sure. Okay.
Your first unit went commercial. Your second unit with a garage, which the second unit is 311 and 313, those go together and they're staying residential.
That's the garage, right?
Okay, so one's residential, one's commercial. So the garage and condo, garage and condo.
So maybe he lives in one and then rents the other.
Garage and condo, condo and garage.
Okay, well, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.